Because the thing with the contemporary capitalist society here is that as a young artist, it's quite easy to buy different clothes, wear something different, have this kind of fashion identity, which gives you satisfaction. Then maybe, you know, produce design, you know, computer stuff, get some money, have a bit better lifestyle, go clubbing, make, you know, live out so that your peers will kind of respect you. And you also get your dose of being famous in terms if your peers are not noticing you and talking about you or so on. That's, you know, you don't have the need to prove otherwise that you, you know, you have ideas or you need to say something. You get this kind of self-representative satisfaction, narcissist kind of thing very easily.
Purely through consumerism or as an extension of the artistic practice to get ahead? Just a clarification.
It mainly comes through consumerism, being part of the consumerism. And part of that, you know, how you work with the consumerism, you can use your creative ideas, but you don't need to go to the extent of rebelling against something. You can be different, just, you know, or kind of have some sort of visual identity, whatever, using the kind of consumer tools.
And you're talking specifically about artists now, right? Okay. So this makes me think too about something you said earlier, which is that in Soviet times, you think actually the television was better. People went to theater more. They sought out books. It was hard to get them, but they were much more hungry for a kind of different way of thinking through more intellectual pursuit.
But that was the only output possibility at that time, because if you know that you're young, but you have, you know, you have an ugly hairdo and you have horrible clothes and, you know, you can't really change that because that's not going to change in that society, but you need to sort of like get some sort of output, then the cultural side was it. You know, going to theater, reading books, being able to carry conversation, sort of like saying, okay, I read Zarathustra yesterday or something like that, which, I mean, for me is a horrible book, but people would talk about
kind of. I know that it sounds very Freudistic, but Freud was right sometimes, by the way. It's classical example of sublimation.